Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
98.5, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. So, they're talking about that speaker in Morehouse, who's a multi-billionaire who ended up paying for all the students that were graduating his loans, and it was upwards of $40 million. And I just thought, imagine if you graduated the year before that. You'd be pretty pissed off. And then they got talking to commencement speakers. I can't remember which mine was. What was yours, Wallet?
I don't remember in college. In high school, I had one of the Kennedys. I believe Joseph Kennedy II. Kept talking about his Uncle Bobby, Robert F.
All right.
That's all I remember.
Well, that's,
the year after they had Raleigh Massimino. I mean, that's good for me.
I went to my sister's and it was Salman Rushdie.
Really?
And the whole time I was like, are people still looking for him? Like, wasn't he like for a while like in hiding?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He had to be in hiding. Sold a lot of books. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, so I had Kurt Schilling as my commencement speaker.
Hopefully it wasn't a business school.
Oh, man.
It was WPI, Worcester Polytech. He totally didn't belong, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Engineering school. So he actually started out by going with the joke, the good old map joke. He was looking for Worcester on a map and didn't know how to spell it. W-O-O-S-T-A. I mean, he only lived here 6 years by then. And then he pretty much just read a top 10 off of Stumble Upon What to Do After You Graduate.
How would he know? didn't he go to like some junior college for 1 year?
And Yavapai, yeah.
And he was infamous for how dumb he was when he first came into baseball. And then he followed that up by being dumb for the rest of his life. Can you imagine Kurt Schilling? Like you didn't graduate from junior college. Like, why? And you've done nothing but throw baseballs. The hell kind of inspiration are you? It's not like you overcame something. Let's see. Whoa, this is weird. All right. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, it was actually my nephew's graduation 2 years ago at Georgetown. And it was Jacques Cousteau's granddaughter.
Whoa.
Now, what the hell did she have to say?
I don't know. I just remember all that money he spent for 4 years, and that was the best they could do.
They couldn't get Amelia Earhart's second cousin once removed?
Yeah. I just remember being very disappointed.
Yeah.
Jack Cousteau's granddaughter.
So my advice to you is have your grandfather be very famous, and then go about your business.
No one's ever asked us to speak at a graduation.
Hmm.
No, I've done the Mount Ida, who no longer exists, their sports award ceremony.
Okay, well, that's almost as prestigious.
Absolutely. I was terrible, as I usually am at these events.
Bryant has never asked you, John, the voice of Bryant basketball?
I've done a lot of sports banquets, but not graduation, no.
They could talk to you. Who does Bryant usually get?
I don't know who Bryant gets for graduation. I have no idea. It is a business school. So, I don't know.
See, we didn't even...
But if Schilling can do WPI, I can do Bryant.
Oh, there's no question. Bird, you could speak over at your... what was the name of your college again?
Curry College.
Yes. Bird, why wouldn't they have you back?
Would you say I couldn't hear you?
Why don't you speak at the graduation?
Then ask me.
You know, we got to make a... You need to make a groundswell to get Bird to speak at the Curry College graduation.
On his car, he has a Curry College sticker, and I just think of, like... Yes, you do.
That's not my car.
Oh, it's another car?
Yes, yeah, WRK.
Okay, because I thought that there would be...
Why not guy
came in?
I could just picture the president of the university just taking a razor blade and trying to get it off of your car.
There are Curry College graduates that I know that are angry at Bird.
Oh, yeah.
For representing their school.
Yeah, it devalues
your
degree.
Are you aware of this, Bird?
Oh, yeah.
There are people that I know that went to Curry that are angry at you.
Yeah, we always get tweets of like, oh, dude, he's ruining it again for me.
Yeah, it devalues your whole the whole part of your diploma.
All right, so this is John Wayne. This is John Wayne speaking at a graduation. I don't even know what year this is. This is probably like early
like
80s.
Last year.
I think he's dead for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe early 80s, late 70s. And, I mean, there's no question. John Wayne's absolutely cocked.
Yeah, this is he stumbled over some words.
My name is William Wayne. I don't know, this is so unimportant. I want to add anything that I can add to what he said about the fact that you guys are just on the American side. Jeez, I don't know how. You know, it's so terrible that you don't know how to. There is no way to be a leader in Americana. Except you guys. You got to control it. We haven't.
What are you applauding?
That he's still standing.
He made it this far.
So, you guys are so important. I don't know.
Maybe he caught himself. He was just about to fall. And he caught himself. Oh, yeah. Okay, good, good, good. We got him. Yeah.
Well, they just saw the pee run down his pants.
We haven't any chance. You, naturally things happen like, at the, Columbia University and at the other mother colleges. No, it's when I went to school, at the University of Southern California. Let me explain something to you. When I went there, when there was a fella in control of the college, I mean, he was the boss man there. If anybody had walked into his office and torn down a picture and did excrement in his waste paper baskets, or had written lewd words on his the pictures of his family, we as members of the college would have kicked the goddamn hell out of this organization. I can't understand how it can happen. You can't stand to have this happen. Oh, Christ, I'm not trying to talk for clapping. I'm trying to talk for you guys. You better start thinking. It's getting to be goddamn ridiculous. If you guys don't start thinking as men, we're going to have a lousy country. Jesus, but there's no both sides anymore. They're just trying to wreck our goddamn country. It's time for you younger guys to take over. I don't know what the hell to do.
That is a tour de force.
Now, I mean, was there an incident where someone took a dump in the president's waste paper basket?
How much you want to bet there wasn't?
Jesus. Like, So if someone had defaced the school president's office, the student body of USC would have come and just destroyed the man?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
There's a little bit of that in there, too.
Yeah, John Wayne wasn't out there politically.
That is phenomenal. I mean, that's one of those things where you're just like, oh, my goodness, I'll always remember this day. The day that John Wayne came in and was absolutely blank-faced.
I have a feeling it wouldn't have been that much different a speech if he wasn't.
And did excrement in his...
And he couldn't figure it out. Waste paper basket.
I wonder... Like, what are you referring to?
I don't know. This is so unimportant.
That's the, that's the second thing he says right after his name was...
My name is William Wayne.
And then he just tells you everything I'm going to say is garbage.
I don't know. This is unimportant.
I think he's insulting the student body that he's been asked to speak to and agreed upon.
Doesn't really matter to me. You're all garbage.
Yeah, the whole thing is just a big insult to everyone he's speaking to.
You're all a bunch of ticket-buying money mouths to me. Got a new movie. I don't even know what the hell.
Yeah, I don't think John Wayne's movies at that point were generating a lot of young ticket buyers.
I can't understand how it can happen.
In Americana.
All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. MA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at Awaken180WeightLoss.com.
Sports Hub. Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and we were talking about commencement speakers and John actually had someone named Alan Grace Band.
Alan Grace Band, as it's written on the screen, I'm assuming that that might be Alan Greenspan that they're talking about?
Yeah, but don't you... It was a Greenspan-themed Christian group.
Grace Band, yes.
Right. That was a long walk to get to a very poor pun. But, yes... Now, do you know who Alan Greenspan is there, Bird?
No, he says he does not. No,
he's a Curry College graduate. So people are upset about this Game of Thrones.
Yes, very. Violently so.
Because I intend to watch from where I left off, but and I've read about it, and the spoilers don't affect me because I have no idea what the hell's going on.
Okay.
Like, I know the kid that stares into the future is like something, but I don't know anything that's going on.
I don't know what people wanted, because all this stuff that happened last night, it's amazing how fired up people... I think people just want you to know that they watched the TV show. I think that was it. And then, on top of it, as I was mentioning earlier, the best of the tweets, the people like, never watch a second of Game of Thrones. Hope you enjoyed your little show.
Yeah, they're too cool for school.
Why is it cool that you didn't watch it?
I don't know. Good question. I don't know the end. Why you
too busy watching, like, you know, real men play sports.
That's right. I was watching a ball game. I was watching the Eastern Conference Finals, dude.
You know, Will and Grace has got a reboot. Knock that down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand why people would brag about not seeing it.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of angereth in the world from last night.
From what you say, all the plots were settled,
yeah,
though.
Everything was tied up quite nicely. Everyone found a role, and it was plausible. There wasn't a big leap. I mean, truth be told, they made a mistake by getting rid of the Night King three episodes in to the final six episodes. What they should have done is had the Night King come all the way to King's Landing and then have the Mother of Dragons and Cersei and the Night King battle it out over the final two episodes. That would have been, I think, the bloody, gory finish that everyone would have wanted. But because they made a mistake and wrote the Night King off early, they had to figure out a way to kind of fix things.
The only season finale or a series finale that pissed me off was Lost. The Sopranos did not piss me off.
I didn't mind the end of Seinfeld. I didn't watch Seinfeld on a regular basis, but I did watch the finale, and I thought it was kind of funny. Yeah.
The end of Seinfeld, like the way it ended, was fine. It just wasn't a good episode.
No,
like
it
wasn't funny. So, I mean, maybe if you hadn't watched it, and you, a lot of those characters had been really played out.
I just thought it was they ended up in jail.
Right.
Which was kind of a neat, like, and all right, quoting, well, it's completely different than anyone would think it was.
Quoting lines from, like, the first ever episode.
Yeah, and I have
go for a circle. Right. Full circle.
I just thought it wasn't funny. But the ending was fine. But as long as it's not Lost.
No,
and,
it wasn't.
And The Wire was kind of not a great ending, but it's, in fairness, they didn't know they were going to get canceled.
You see, that's why I really, really like anthology series. Ones where it's just one season, and it's the beginning of the story and the end of the story, because there's not a lot of things that make you feel crappier than if you've invested so much time in a show and then it ends horribly. And you're like, are you kidding me? All the hours that I put into this and this show ends up sucking.
Can you think of another one, though?
As bad as Lost? Oh, well, there's ones I've given up on. I've given up on shows. I've wasted all this time and it's not getting any better. And now it's at the point where I ask people, like, I almost wait until a lot of shows are done. Like, I remember, and I know it was even just an anthology, but after True Detective 2 was so awful, because True Detective 1 is one of my all-time favorite seasons of TV. I remember 2 was so bad, I was asking people, I'm like, hey, I'm not going to watch a second of True Detective 3 until it's done, until it's finished and everyone's seen the ending, and then I get a recommendation. And you know what? It was mixed, so I still haven't watched it.
Okay.
So
I was just going to ask.
It was mixed.
Everyone watched The Wire because... If I know why it didn't do well on HBO, because if you sat down and without the insurance assurance from people telling you it's one of the greatest series on television, there's no way you make it through the first three episodes because mm-hmm. they're setting up so much crap.
Yeah.
It, like, the patience to go through that is excruciating, and then it ends up paying off, obviously.
I'll give you a show that I was off, like just completely gone from, is I really liked the first season of Westworld, and the second one got so convoluted and so technical, and it was like doing hard math every time I watched the show. And you know what? HBO totally and completely understood that everyone was like, this sucks. So you know what they did? Last night before Game of Thrones, they put a teaser on that you didn't know was Westworld at the time, and it was Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad, that actor, Aaron Paul. And it has him in the future, and he's like robbing banks, or he's like doing all this crime, and he's got this space car that they're flying around in, and it looks like, wow, this might be pretty amazing. At no point does it show any of the characters from Westworld or anything like that, and then it says Westworld 3, and you're like, that's how you do it. You take what you had, you crumple it up, you throw it out, say, let's see if somehow we can start this whole thing over again and earn back the viewers that we completely lost in the process. And not enough shows do that. And right now, I don't think there's anything that I'm like really excited about.
Did you ever watch The Shield?
No, but I heard it's good.
It's one of the best shows I've ever seen.
And
the ending was perfect.
The ending is perfect. Like it's one of those things that ran for a lot of years, and there was like a lot of stuff that needed to be rectified.
Yeah.
And it's next to The Wonder Years. It's probably the best ending. It's like they nailed it.
Yeah.
Like they nailed the ending. And that doesn't often happen.
You know, the truth of it is because you told me about this before, is Michael Jacobs was so weird when he was on our show. I don't want to watch it now.
No.
Like, he was so weird. And it wasn't... Why was he here? He doesn't seem like a bad guy.
Why was he here?
Because he wrote a song that he wanted us to play. And so... But they wanted us to play it in its entirety.
And it was awful.
And it wasn't good.
And he was singing at, like, the Shell.
And he seemed like a nice enough guy.
July 4th. I remember this.
He seemed like a nice enough guy when we talked to him. And I just felt so weird when we played it. I'm like, oh, this is so bad. The listeners are going to think this is the worst. And I think it's bad. And then I just didn't want to say anything afterwards. And he was like, what'd you think? And I'm like, that's a song, man. All right, we'll talk to you soon. And ever since then, I just get cringes when I think of Michael Chiklis.
He was strangely cocky. Like, it was, like, kind of weird. Like, he was very cocky about his singing ability. He was a bit of a crooner, as he put it. Yeah, he was... And Michael Chiklis is a Terry Francona type that, like, you know, like, he's in shape, but he's still got a gut. But he's got, like, a gut with muscle in it.
Sure.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, he did The Commission, you did The Shield, and that's kind of where you're going
to
leave
off. I forgot
about
The Commission. I used to watch that.
You used to watch The Commish?
I used to watch The Commish, sure.
Was that said in Boston?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Rare admitting to watching The Commish.
Yeah, I used to watch The Commish, sure.
All right, so you did not have a problem with the end of the Game of Thrones.
No, end of Game of Thrones was fine, considering how much of a corner the writers had painted themselves into. I mean, ultimately, what did you want to have happen? I agree with Rich. I mean, considering the given entering the final episode, this is pretty much a good way to send all these characters out. I've already said I wanted the run-up to it to be different, and things come full circle. I mean, the Lannisters had tortured the Starks for years, and a Lannister is serving the Stark on the throne.
So much dragon scat everywhere.
You know? That's right.
Not enough feces from my dragon anus.
You know,
not realistic.
Dragon Queen doesn't make it, and Jon Snow has to make a choice, and all this stuff.
Jon Snow, kind of a puss.
Yeah, in the end.
He's always been one.
He makes the right choice at the end, though.
He's about three apples
makes the right choice at the end.
He was on Saturday Night Live, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not tall.
That is not a tall man. Josh, go ahead.
Yeah, this was lost for me, man. I you know, put up with so much through this last season, and I have a Jon Snow costume for sale if anyone wants to buy it. it's just the way it just went was just like completely like out of left field. I agree with Wallet that the build up should have been way better, but I was just very disappointed in this, man. And it is what it is, but move on, right?
Wait, what happened to the guy with no balls that I stopped watching the show?
He died a hero.
That's right. He died a hero during the battle with the Army of the Dead.
So he just walked around with no balls for like 8 seasons.
Yes, he did. Well, no, he
disappeared. Had a shirt that said, I got no balls.
He disappeared for a while and then came back during the last season.
Mm-hmm. His death meant nothing.
It's true. In the end, it really didn't mean anything.
There's a bunch of stuff for that just didn't mean anything.
That's right.
That's why
it's a good
spoilers.
Way of putting it. Come to think of it, he died and then...
Have no effect on me.
Oh,
like,
no.
I can still watch it.
And Vegas was right, by the way. Vegas nailed it.
Yeah.
Vegas knew something because the
zoop,
like that.
John made a good point. Are they going to honor...
Oh, that's it. The payoff was for the person who sits on the Iron Throne.
Oh.
Nobody sat on the Iron Throne. The dragon melted it before Dany could sit there. Or after Dany died and Dany had sit there. No one sat on the Iron Throne before the dragon melted it. So who gets paid?
Mm.
Does anyone get paid?
No, is there boobies?
No nakedness in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
No time for that. Got to wrap up stories.
That's a good point.
Little people.
They played an hour and 20 minutes. They had to get everything out of the way.
See, how many times last night I paused the episode? It's like, dude, how much time do they have left? They better get to it soon.
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot of walking around.
It's true.
Looking very solid.
A lot of it focuses on Jon Snow just rotting away, trying to figure out what to do. And that was
episode could have been 5 minutes long. Get right to the action. There's a bunch of woeful looking into the sky.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And why the dragon didn't roast Jon Snow after finding the
dragon scat. Because he is of dragon blood.
Why didn't the dragon roast him? I don't understand that.
He's got dragon blood in him.
Okay.
You know, he's like a dragon guy. He's Captain Dragon.
Yeah, the dragon.
Can I quote you? What was that?
He goes, rare.
Is that what he does?
Dragon guy.
Okay.
That was another thing that kind of made me crap out on the show is that when they introduced the dragon. I'm like, because at first it was like somewhat like realistic. Like, hey, maybe this is how it all went down in the Middle Ages. And then they introduced dragons. You're like, oh, Jesus.
Dude, there's a part in the season where they rode dragons together. Like, she was on one, he was on the other.
The whole new world scene.
That's
right.
That's the minute you knew, all right.
The Army of the Dead is on your doorstep. Let's go for a fly. Let's go for a ride.
Lower your expectations, sir.
Yeah.
This season's not going to be great. I still don't think that you're... I mean, anyone who, like, throws away the whole show... I mean, the show was good.
The show was fantastic.
It was good.
For the balance of it.
Yeah.
Just the writers just did not do a good job of setting up the conclusion.
All right.
So now it's time for Jesse Pinkman on Westworld. Oh, right. Yeah.
When does that start?
I don't know.
Nick, go ahead.
Hey, Wallach, stop calling Queen Daenerys Dany. You don't know her like that. You don't get the right to call her Dany. Grow up, you little man.
Maybe Wallach should have to take on that guy from Carolina.
He's trying to take you down, Fred.
Yeah, he wants to fight.
He's going to pick a fight with you.
Guy in Carolina wants to throw down with the T. So he's going to be up here with his in-laws. I don't know.
He's going to leave his in-laws to find you randomly somewhere.
If he can, I'm not.
Talk to him like a man, Fred.
I'm not giving any clues. I'm not answering your phone calls. If you happen to find me, fine.
And Fred Tutcher's a mouth-breathing jackass and a liar.
Yep.
Fred Tutcher being an unhinged idiot.
Yep.
Fred called Julian. He demanded to know who shared his number and then started dropping F-bombs and cussing Julian out.
Yep.
Fred Tutcher is a nut job.
Well, that part he's got.
I was at dinner with my wife and a friend.
That's the weirdest part of all of it.
Yes. Who's this friend?
What's that?
I mean, he felt like the need to throw in the friend. Like.
Yeah, dinner with your wife is dinner with your wife. You don't, like, invite a third person, well, unless that third person is, you know, a problem and you feel bad for him.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if you're trying to introduce some spice.
That could be. I didn't think about that. That's true.
Anything's possible. All right. What are we going to have in the stack, Rich?
Tiger Woods, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and the Avengers all got their ass kicked this weekend.
All right. Here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help MA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
So Arnold Schwarzenegger was at a sports festival in Africa, Johannesburg, and he was sitting there taking a little selfie and talking to a bunch of his fans at what looked like a basketball court, and some dude out of nowhere runs up behind him and dropped kicked him in the back. This is what it sounded like. Fred, you got it turned up there?
Yeah.
Jumper 3, set.
Okay, so some dude comes and drop kicks him in the back, and Arnold just kind of, like, you know, gets knocked into a little bit. And then as this big muscle dude comes and grabs this guy, drags him away, he starts screaming, "Help me, I need a Lamborghini," four times.
With Steve Sanders.
Well, did he have a cool
Sanders
Lamborghini?
Sanders was a vet guy. Have you seen the preview?
I have.
90210?
I have. That's not a Lamborghini. That's a vet.
I know it is.
Come on.
Don't
now.
Tell me my business. Sorry. Whoops.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger is not going to be pressing charges against the drop kicker in the back of it.
He claims that he didn't even know he was kicked until the video came out.
Which, I don't know, he's such a big dude that maybe that's the case. I mean, the guy, by the way, the dude who kicked him, like, completely caught air, both legs into his back, and then fell on his ass.
Weighs like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
So, the guy that carved into him.
So that guy probably got hurt way more than Arnold Schwarzenegger did. How old do you think Schwarzenegger is now?
70?
Yeah, 70. Yeah,
he's got. Imagine having that type of frame and just the amount that you work out and how big your muscles are and how tough it's got to be on your bones to be that big and how ravaged you've made yourself. The fact that he's up and he kind of looks somewhat healthy at 70 years old is fairly impressive.
It's HGH.
How old is he, Dan?
72. 70,
71 years old. 71 years old, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Man.
Jeez, how about that? So finally, somebody beat Avengers Endgame at the box office. That movie,
John Wick Chapter 3. If you would have told me that that film was going to make $57 million this weekend, I would have thought you were insane. But that series is starting to approach Fast and the Furious territory, whereas people just now expect good, ridiculous action movies out of with dumb premises. And this one apparently is great. I think it's got like 88% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. People love it. They say it might be the best out of the three. I still have yet to see the second one. The second one's one of those that I really wanted to see when it came out, and I just kind of went, all right.
I saw the second one.
Was it good?
It was good.
That's the worst of the three, people
not,
say.
Not nearly as good as the first one.
People say that one's the worst one, but
it's
man.
It's just him shooting things, right?
Yeah.
No. It's like wildly creative action scenes.
Yeah, it's
like
creatively shooting things, but I mean, that's what the John Wick movies are all about. Go in with that expectation.
I heard in this one, he like taught a horse how to dropkick people, so like he riding this horse and he like does this thing and it just like kicks dudes left and right.
Okay.
I'm all right with that. That's fairly creative.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You got to figure out new ways to shoot and kill people if you're John Wick. Yeah. And if it involves a horse, you know, with a hoof to the forehead, I'm all right with that. So Chris Long officially announced his NFL retirement on Twitter after 11 seasons. He just pulled up a big picture of him holding a red Solo cup and there's a big mountainside in front of him and looks like he's enjoying his life.
He was a disappointment.
Chris Long?
Yep. He was the second pick in the draft. He was supposed to be like the greatest.
Chris Long is, but he was known for his leadership. And I think that most people.
He didn't perform like a second pick in the draft. I mean, he was kind of a
maybe you're right.
Rotational guy.
But he walked away after what, two? He won two Super Bowls? He won the one here and won the one with the
back
Eagles?
Back to back. One with the Patriots, next year with the Eagles.
Yeah, but I think if you take a defensive lineman with the number two pick in the draft.
Oh, no. You're supposed to be like a 10-time Pro Bowler if you're taking a second pick in the draft. No, no, no.
And that was before they had the slotted salaries.
Right.
So he made like a tremendous amount of money.
He put, cheers, been a hell of a journey, 11 years, and I can honestly say I put my soul into every minute of it, highs and lows. I've seen them both, and I'm thankful for the perspective, gratitude, and love to those who lifted me up. A good friend of Rob Ninkovich. They still are good friends after their time they played together here on the New England Patriots.
The Nink.
So Guns N' Roses apparently reportedly waited for Izzy Stradlin at rehearsals every single day when they first reunited. They expected that he was going to show up, and he never did. They had an amplifier, according to Duff McKagan, set aside, guitars all set up, hoping that he would one day show up. And after about 3 months of rehearsals, they said, dude's not coming. And they said, according to McKagan, apparently it was the long touring schedule that scared him away. To that, they opened up options. Why don't you just do several shows with us? You don't have to do all with them. And still, Izzy said, nah, I'm out. Not going to do it.
How much money do you think he has?
Well, Izzy wrote a lot of the songs.
Okay.
So he probably has a lot of money.
Okay. Because he just is not interested in that at all.
Because as far as touring is concerned, he left midway through their biggest tour, which was the Use Your Illusion tour.
Right.
He was gone for most of that.
Right.
So, I mean, how much money did they make off of just touring on Appetite?
You'd be amazed how like little money these guys make.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it is true.
Yeah, it's always like, because it's just such an expensive enterprise to play stadium shows.
But the fact that he was one of the guys who wrote, like was one of the main writers of most of these songs, that's got to be a decent amount of money. When you take a look at just how, I mean, the songs like Sweet Child of Mine, how often do you think that's been played on the radio before? Yeah. Welcome to the Jungle just did like Celtics games alone.
Adler, he's the one who got all the money.
Yep. I saw Adler in concert, Adler's Appetite. It was just him.
I saw him on Celebrity Rehab.
Him and the singer of Bang Tango. Did you guys see the Preakness by any chance?
Yes.
Did you see that the Bodie Express who ran the entire Preakness without a jockey?
I did see that.
How are you not rooting for that horse to win?
Does it count? If you don't have a jockey, you can't count.
Why wouldn't it count?
I wonder if you had a ticket for that.
The added weight of the jockey slows the horse down.
I don't know what the rules are, but if the horse finishes first, he finishes first.
No.
Right?
No.
At the very beginning, dude just fell off. They said he wasn't behaving well at the gate. He got me against the wall. Obviously, when the doors opened, I lost my balance and went off. I'm disappointed. I've never seen that happen.
One job to do, idiot.
Yeah, just hang on.
Right. Yeah. And this isn't like, you know, the...
occasionally, you know, hit the horse with the whip, but hang on
this
for the most part.
This isn't like the second race in the Suffolk Downs, like, Saturday special. Right. Like, this is the Preakness, and your dude fell off.
Yeah, you would think the jockey had some kind of experience riding horses.
Yeah, you would assume so. All right, we'll be right back.
bonuses at Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich.
Real quick, you got to be kidding me. Game of Thrones, once again, 3 weeks after having a coffee cup in one of their episodes, left two water bottles in their episode. The season finale, the series finale, they left two what looked like Poland Springs water bottles on the set. And two of the characters look like they're trying to hide them with their legs. It's a scene where everyone's sitting around. It's like the council, and they're trying to figure out who's going
right
to.
Right at the end.
Right at the end. And there's two scenes where one of the guys, right by his leg, you see a water bottle. And then there's another one that is over near Bran's chair. So, I mean, after getting called out as badly as you did, don't you think that somebody from the Game of Thrones, like people who like the showrunners or anybody would say, we better check everything else and make sure nothing's in there. There were two water bottles left in last night's episode. I tweeted out a photo of them.
Well, the episodes were probably already done.
Yeah, but I mean, the other ones have been digitally, like the coffee right. cup is digitally not going removed. To ever be shown yeah, again. Like yeah. they've gotten rid of that. So if you got it on your DVR from the first time, then it's going to be there. But other than that,
it's going to be worth $1 billion.
That's right. Any kind of re-release of that episode or any on demand, it's gone. Just like these water bottles should have been. How do you not digitally get rid of those things? After all the time you spent on all those battle scenes and the ridiculous amount of money that's spent, you've got Poland Springs water bottles sitting in there. Unbelievable. They said that, oh my God, and it's so blatant. The second one's even more blatant than the first one. Like, the second one doesn't even look like it's hidden. Very well done, Game of Thrones.
Thirsty work. You're dealing with the dragons.
Yep. Thirsty work, John. So, what's your deal now, John? Are you you moving on to a different show? Is this it for you? I mean, what's next?
I don't know.
You've been so obsessed with this show.
I have been for 3 years. It took me 2 years to catch up, and then I've been watching this season as it happened. So, to be honest with you, I'm in the market for another show. I mean, people keep telling me to watch The Wire, and it's interesting you brought this up earlier, Fred. Everyone, not just you, everyone tells me the first season is a beating. But once you get through it, it's worth it.
Yes. And everyone's...
How many episodes in the first season?
I don't know.
I mean, is it 5 or is it 15?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't recall.
Well, I'll just have to find out for myself.
It's been like a decade since I've watched it, so I would not know the answer to that question.
Yeah, so I never saw The Wire. I should get involved with that. I didn't make it all the way through Breaking Bad.
Oh, dude, come on. Stop what you're doing. Watch Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I got
There's
to the,
no excuse not to watch
season,
that show.
Season 2, I got to where he pushed the ATM over on the crackhead.
Dude, keep watching it.
Yeah, I have to keep
watching. That's the only show I can think of that gets better every season. Yeah. Every season just gets better than the one before.
Where I left off.
So as good as the first and second seasons are, and really the second one's kind of where it takes off, every season after that is even better.
Yeah.
It's a perfect TV show.
Just watch Malcolm in the Middle. Get Bryan Cranston fixed.
Get the same kind of Cranston there. Yeah, that's the show you got
to
watch.
Go back and watch him as a dentist on Seinfeld.
Here's the shows you got to watch. You got to watch that. You got to watch Check It Out with Dr. Steve Brule.
I did Westworld. Don't worry, first season, not second season. Stop with that.
Check It Out with Dr. Steve Brule. You got to watch the entire thing.
Okay.
Fred turned me on. I think you should leave. That's less than an hour and a half, and you can watch everything in its entirety.
You've never watched New Girl.
No, I saw the first episode. That's it.
The third episode?
You can't go by a pilot.
Third episode. Hold on a second. Third episode of I Think You Should Leave, right? That's the one you told me to go right to?
I said that if
the
you're
the one gonna, with the stand-up comedian, that one?
If you're going to start with one.
At the beginning? Oh, no, it's not the stand-up. It's the magician, right? That's the one to start with?
Go directly to episode three because that's a tour de force. From front to back, that's...
See, I'd go to episode two. That's when they do the focus group, which I think is the best skit they have.
I thought focus group was number three.
No, the third one is, it starts... It's got the magician,
it's got Fred Willard, it's got... Oh, man.
Where the woman is like teasing the guy for being a wimp in front of the magician, right?
The second one's great, too, because it's got, now that's a my motorcycle.
Yeah, the second one has that and the focus group.
Okay.
Okay, that's a great one. They're all good.
15 minutes an episode, though, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you got to watch.
I didn't think the magician was that funny.
Okay.
Oh, I loved the magician one. Yeah, I thought that one was great.
It has that girl from Saturday Night Live that I find strangely attractive.
It's not strange.
Who's the wife?
Attractive.
The wife in that one?
Yeah.
Cicely.
Okay. Yeah, Cecily Strong, I think her name is.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. The car design thing is the third episode.
Has there been an attractive woman on Saturday Night Live besides this Cicely?
We're going to go back through the years.
In one of the really
penthouse, whatever, but.
No, I said attractive. There was an attractive woman that was on one of the bad seasons for one year. But other than that, I can't think of anyone.
Yeah, I'm
having a hard time.
It's rarefied air because you can't give me Lorraine Newman.
The first one to pop. Jan Hooks, not really.
I mean, she was fine. She's a handsome woman, as they say. All right, Scotty Z's here.
What's up, Zoe?
What's going on?
Did you give that guy in Carolina his phone number?
Which one, Fred's?
Yeah.
I literally wake up today, I turn it on, you guys are still talking about
I know, because he threatened Fred to a fight, that's why.
Fred said, he says
he's going to come up here and fight him.
I'm done with it. But I think, it's personal.
The guy threatens Fred to a fight, I'm playing it. I say
we just have our program director kick their program director's ass.
I'm all for that.
You know what I mean? He likes a good fight.
And that's possible. Yep.
You think?
Well, the program director reached out to Mike and said,
hey, let's fight.
He said how much this was great. I mean, they want us talking about them.
What else do they have?
Nothing.
They talk about cars that drive left,
yeah,
turn left, and go in circles.
No. I mean,
people try to tell me it's a sport.
I know you are fatigued with it. I am relatively fatigued too.
Well, I just wait for new stuff for you guys to get excited and see what new bit you have. Mm-hmm. How many miles are there really to York? You can only play that so many
200
times.
Miles a year.
200.
Mm-hmm.
This is sort of weird. It's a weird week because it's going to be like doing Radio Row, but without traveling to do the Radio Row because you're waiting a week for the big game.
Did you hear that Felger and Maz got to go out to the away games to broadcast?
It sounds like a hoot.
that flight over to San Jose.
They love, might be St. Louis.
Much rather go to St. Louis because of the time of the flight.
Tell you what, St. Louis isn't too bad downtown. I remember playing when they had a team there.
I mean, it's just boring. I mean, it's not like dangerous.
It's a hell of a lot better than going anywhere west of the mountains.
Yes.
I mean, that's awful.
I mean, that's a long flight.
That's the first thing we look at when NFL schedule comes out. Our biggest trip next year is Houston.
That's nothing.
Awesome. I mean, you go to Miami, but other than that, we're going to D.C., Philly. We go, obviously Buffalo, New York. It's just Baltimore. Not Cincy. Yes.
Yeah.
Love it.
You think Manning's going to take the GM job in New York?
Why would he want that?
I don't know. To be around football? That's the only way.
But man, if you got that much bank, dude, you would just...
A lot of guys with a lot of money stick around.
I know.
But why that gig? He can work in pretty much any place he wants to.
I'd be like Curtis Martin is trying to form groups to have part ownership in teams, and that, and that's, you know, sort of the angle that I thought, you know, Peyton might be in, as far as better than team building. And
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think the Jets believe he's taking the job.
I'm a nice man.
I think the Jets are desperate. They need somebody. They need a big name.
They're always desperate. They're continually desperate. They've been working with desperation forever.
Signed a $13 million running back.
But yes, that wasn't smart.
Yeah.
I never said it was. All right, what do you guys got going today?
A little reentry, man. Hey, backed up on sports this weekend because of all the cancellations in the month of May and April. So, I mean, we're just dipping our toes in it, see what happens.
All right.
Someone told me there's a horse race and a golf tournament this weekend. I had no clue.
Horse race rule because a horse finished without a jockey.
I did. We don't watch dragons, so, I mean, who knows? Buckle up.
All right. That's going to do it for us, everyone. Have a good day. Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.